This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
This is the Capricorn Adventure with me, Agrile Chopwa, holding the fort for King Bash this afternoon. We're going on an adventure all the way till 3 p.m. It's going to be absolutely fun. But as you know, that the Friday fever is in the air with some excitement as well. It's just a buzz. Our motoring journalist joins me on the line. That is Prashawin Naidu. And he recently actually went to test drive the GEG Amazon R style. Is it the GEG Amzoom R style? Yes. So in the description, it says it's zippy, looks dashing, and it's a new Chinese entrant to the market. Well, we'll also be chatting about the new Suzuki Shift as Prashawin made his way to Stellenbosch to drive it as well. It's funkier, edgier, and most importantly, it's said to be stylish. And finally, of course, we'll get to hear the motoring tip and the hot jam to put the mind at ease and get you loaded for the weekend. Prashawin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Agri. Fine, thanks. And yourself, how are you, man?
I'm fantastic. It's a very chilled Friday here in Polokwane today. You know, the sun is not out to play. Usually it is, you know, but today it's very cloudy and some are crying about the cold. How's your side?
You know what? The weather's so weird here. It's a bit cold, but cloudy, gray sky. I wish there was some sunshine to brighten up this Friday, but you know, alas, we keep going forward, you know?
I love the sound of that. Absolutely love the sound of that. So let's get into this conversation, right? You test drove the GEG Amzoom. Is it Amzoom?
Yeah, Amzoom, eh? Interesting name.
Yeah.
Interesting name, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. It's said to have some soul, similar to the Vrpower Polo GTI. I don't know. What do you got to tell me about it?
You know what? I'll be honest with you, I agree. It definitely had some soul. It's a bit more watered down than the Polo GTI. Obviously, it's a different segment altogether, but I thought it was quite cool. It felt just good fun, and to paint the picture, it does match closely with performance to the Polo GTI, having about 130 kilowatts and 270 newton meters of torque. It does have a 1.5 liter turbocharged petrol motor, so you have enough punchiness. It's responsive. And I must admit, I was putting the pedal to the metal this entire week, enjoying it. I got 8.1 liters per 100 kilometers, which is fair.
Wow.
And yes, some cool things about it is that it has these lovely, the exhaust, even though it's not like a Vrpower.
Yeah.
It sounds like, I'm not sure if you know the you know, Fiat, but you know, they created that Abarth. You know that car, it has like a very burbly resonance when you rev the exhaust pipe.
I see it sounds, yeah.
And it sounds so cool, and people were just staring at this car on the road. You're driving the parking lot and you can, underground, and you can just hear that burbling note, and people are just like, what car is this? It's not a Vrpower.
It's a herd turner, I'm guessing, that you cannot pass without everybody turning around and seeing that actually there's a car that just passed here. What car is it? So outside from the Vrpower, who are the main competitors of this GEG Amzoom?
Okay, so you have the Mazda CX-3, Kia Seltos, and the Toyota Corolla Cross, which doesn't sound like very fun, you know, descriptions of rivals, but I did throw in the Polo GTI because its pricing is, our R-Style version is priced at 550,000 Rand, so yeah, I think those would be the rivals, and I think that I chose the Polo GTI because, you know, which would I choose? I think I would go for the Polo GTI, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, the guy was cool. But just give it time. You know, you need to give it time to soak in.
Okay. But if you were to pick out, just from the car, from your experience with it, what were one or two things that you loved about this GEG Amzoom that you absolutely say, you know what, these are standout features that maybe you haven't experienced in any other car?
Okay. So the plushness of the cabin was lovely. I really like the build quality and the feel behind the wheel. It has all the niceties to keep one happy. The second thing was the driving. It really felt enjoyable. Everything, you know, there is still room for improvement, but I felt it was really exciting to drive and unique. It did stand out from the ordinary crowd that I'm so used to driving. I think the things that I didn't like so much was just the lag, the turbo lag. You know, when you're trying to take off,
yeah,
it just doesn't. It takes a few seconds for it to kick in, and you know, and there's no real windscreen wipers, so like, it was raining this entire week, there's no visibility whatsoever, and it was a bit of a mission to, you know, battle it out with the rain. And you know what? Yeah, overall, it stood out for me. I think they really priced it nicely, given to what you're getting with the safety features. It's like six different autonomous braking safety systems, and you just have a lot more kits versus, let's say, you get a Polo GTI. Obviously, it's nice. It has a respect of the brand, but, you know, you're getting a lot more car for your money, but I suppose it is a lot of money anyways, and I think give it some time to marinate into the market. I still feel like I'm still going to be loyal to my favorite German car.
Yeah.
But, I think it's a good one. You know, it's a good one.
All right. Absolutely love it. I can tell this, that so far, by the looks of things, the Chinese are literally coming guns blazing when it comes to latest new models of cars. It's like they're making replicas of all our favorite cars, but bringing in an extra different flair with an affordable price. I don't know. There's something going on in the market right now when it comes to this. But let's park that conversation and jump into the new Swift, right? So you went to Stellenbosch to go try out the new compact Swift. Tell me about it.
Okay, it was nice. It was a nice drive. I just got back yesterday. I was so tired. We drove this car everywhere from Cape Town to Stellies. Took it through some mountain passes. And, you know, it was a lovely commute. The new revised Swift, they've done some cosmetic revisions to it. It's different from the exterior. It looks more beefier. It's like as if the Swift went to the gym, decided to bulk up and is much stronger. And yes, we cruised around. It still has a 1.2-liter naturally aspirated motor. You can get it paired with a CVT gearbox or manual. We had the manual. Average consumption was 6 liters per 100 kilometers. And I'll be honest with you, my co-pilot driver and I were definitely putting the pedal to the metal on the Swift. And tank consumption is 4.4 liters. So it's still a lovely car. And I think, we'll track into the gym. But a little bit just now.
Yeah. So if somebody currently owns a Swift and is thinking, hey, man, there's a new one that come out, would you say that maybe you should rush to go get your hands on this one?
I think, you know what? I think not quite. I think it's lovely. You know, it is a fourth generation Swift. Not much dramatic changes has happened to it. I say wait a little bit, you know, wait for the price tag. The price tag is still decent. It's still under 300,000 rand, so it's not going over. They're trying to target the other competitors, like your I believe it is the Hyundai Exter, and then the Mahindra XO. They're just trying to, you know, come into the market, and even the Kia Picanto is so ridiculously expensive, and so they're trying to come less than what their rivals are, so they can further tap into the market. And I think, yeah, if you own a Swift currently as a Swift driver, I don't think you're missing out on much. It's still, you know, there's just cabin-wise is different, build quality is different, upgraded materials, just, you know, more safety systems as well, 6 airbags. There's just a lot more, you know, niceties. But yeah. I think if you still have the old one, just keep it, you know?
Yeah.
You go with it.
So it sounds like it's just a couple of cosmetic changes here and there, nothing major, hey?
Nothing major that really toot the horn too much. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. All right, let's wrap up our chat with your motoring tip for our listeners.
All right, so thank you. Okay, so if you're about to lose control on a slippery highway and, you know, the rains have been pouring, I think the first natural instinct is to brake hard. But in fact, you should do the opposite. Avoid braking hard as it can worsen the skid. Instead, gently ease off the accelerator and steer into a direction that you want the car to go. Keep your eyes on where you want to be, not on the obstacles, to help guide your steering. And once you regain traction, simply just adjust your speed and just keep a safe distance. But obviously easier said than done. I think the most important thing is just keeping calm in those situations. Naturally, we want to panic. So just avoid those emotions. And let's end off with Cairo in the sun.
Yeah, I was about to ask you that. You know what? With your musical taste, I've been told many times that Preshowen knows good music. So I'm looking forward to hearing this disease from Cairo. That's the song that you chose.
No, thank you so much. I have some good friends that teach me good music, like Mr. Chris.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
The producer extraordinaire. Thank you so much, Preshowen. Yeah. Have yourself a lovely weekend. Chat again next week with King Bash.
thank you. Have a blessed one, Agri, and have a good one, listeners. Cheers.
All right. Thank you so much. That was Preshawen Naidu. You can catch him again next week, same time, same place, to hear of the new car adventures that he goes and buckles on and what he has in store for us.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.